Hello, brothers and sisters, and welcome again to Food for the Journey. Today we are celebrating the Feast of the Visitation, Mary's Visitation. What does a visitation different from a simple visit? A visitation carries with it a special meaning, a purpose of bestowing, something exceptional. In the visitation of the Blessed Virgin Mary, that meaning is not a message, but rather the exceptional presence of the Son, the Savior, she now carries within her womb. We can be certain that the mystery of the visitation is effective in our lives too, for Mary continues to take the initiative to come to us, to introduce us to her Son. Those are not my words, but they are the words of another writer. And it is so powerful, brothers and sisters. We look at the entrance antiphon, come and hear, all who fear God. Fear means to revere, to honor, to uphold. I will tell what the Lord did for my soul. And we have the first reading from the prophet Zephaniah, chapter 3, verses 14 to 18a. Shout for joy, O daughter Zion. Sing joyfully, O Israel. Be glad and exult with all your heart, O daughter Jerusalem. The Lord has removed the judgment against you. He has turned away your enemies. The King of Israel, the Lord, is in your midst. You have no further misfortune to fear. On that day it shall be said to Jerusalem, fear not, O Zion, be not discouraged. The Lord your God is in your midst, a mighty Savior. He will rejoice over you with gladness and renew you in his love. He will sing joyfully because of you, as one sings at festivals. The Holy Spirit dwells within us. If we were baptized, the Holy Spirit dwells within us. Do you ask the Holy Spirit for help? Do you? Ask him. I ask him every morning and I ask him every night. He's been marvelous for me. I don't mean he said a lot of things. There were many days that went by, nothing. But my goodness, when I needed him, he was there. And he wants to be there for all of us. But that means doing as much as we can not to commit sin. Go to confession frequently. Read the scriptures every day. And God, in his Holy Spirit, will help to reveal his wisdom to you, if we're faithful to that. And now, Paul to the Romans, chapter 12, verses 9 to 16. Among you is the great and holy one of Israel. This comes from Isaiah 12. God indeed is my Savior. I am confident and unafraid. My strength and my courage is the Lord, and he has been my Savior. With joy you will draw water at the fountain of salvation. Give thanks to the Lord. Acclaim his name. Among the nations, make known his deeds. Proclaim how exalted is his name. Sing praise to the Lord for his glorious achievement. Let this be known throughout all the earth. Shout with exultation, O city of Zion, for great in your midst is the Holy One of Israel. Think of that. God walks with us. Really, he hears your conversations. He sees you when you're sad, when you're angry, when you're frightened. He sees you. He knows you. Just tell him, Lord, come help me. Pray to him every day. And not just, Lord, thank you very much. Bye. No, take time every day. I'd like to ask you, as I've said before, a half hour, but at least 15 minutes. Give it to God. Read the scriptures for the day. Ask him to help you understand. Now, let's take a look at the Gospel of Luke. And as I do that, let me say from the Alleluia verse, "Blessed are you, O Virgin Mary, who believed that what was spoken to you by the Lord would be fulfilled." And she did. And then we have the Gospel of Luke, chapter 1, verses 39 to 56. Mary set out and traveled to the hill country in haste to a town of Judah, where she entered the household of Zechariah and greeted Elizabeth. When Elizabeth heard Mary's greeting, the infant leaped in her womb. Elizabeth, filled with the Holy Spirit, cried out in a loud voice and said, "Most blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. And how does this happen to me, that the mother of my Lord should come to me? For at that moment the sound of your greeting reached my ears. The infant in my womb leaped for joy. Blessed are you who believe that what was spoken to you by the Lord would be fulfilled." And Mary said, "My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for he has looked with favor on his lowly servant. From this day all generations will call me blessed. The Almighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name. He has mercy on those who fear him." Fear means to revere. I need to get that into your head. "Who fear him. In every generation, he has shown the strength of his arm. He has scattered the proud in their conceit. He has cast down the mighty from their thrones and has lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he has sent away empty. He has come to the help of his servant Israel, for he has remembered his promise of mercy, the promise he made to our fathers, to Abraham and his children forever." And Mary remained with her cousin about 3 months and then returned to her home. It seems so, in one sense, it seems so everyday, common, and it's not. It's not. Mary conceived a child by the work of the Holy Spirit. Think of this. God was conceived in, or not conceived, but God is in Mary's womb, and he is there, the God of all the earth. The Savior of us all is in her womb, and he is born just like we were. Brothers and sisters, God so loved us that he became like us in every way but sin. Brothers and sisters, your God loves you. Please know that. I want to read a portion of Father Garrigou Lagrange, who is a Dominican theologian. He died in 1964. But this is what he wrote while he was still here with us. "My spirit rejoices in God my Savior. What Mary cannot find in herself, she finds in God, who is the supreme treasure. She rejoices, for he has looked with favor on his lowly servant. She does not think herself capable of attracting his gaze, but he in his goodness has turned towards her, and now she has a sure ground for confidence, the divine mercy. No longer does she fear to recognize all that she has received freely from him. Rather, is that a debt of gratitude to be paid? From this day, all generations will call me blessed, a prophecy which is fulfilled still after 2,000 years with each Hail Mary we say. And now she sees that her joy will be the joy of all people of goodwill. The Almighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name. He has mercy on those who fear him in every generation. He who is mighty has performed in her the greatest work of his might, the redemptive incarnation. He has given a Savior to the world through her. The Most High is holiness. This is all the more evident to us who believe that the Son of God, who is also the Son of Mary, has bestowed mercy, grace, and holiness on people of so many different times and nations who feared. We know what that means, to revere God with that childlike fear that is the beginning of wisdom, and accepted the yoke of his commandments by grace. To explain these wonderful effects, Mary appeals to the divine power. He has shown the strength of his arm. He has scattered the proud in their conceit. He has cast down the mighty from their thrones and has lifted up the holy. God did all she mentions when she sent his only son, and to confound the proud by the preaching of his gospel, and to make use of the weaknesses of the apostles, confessors, and virgins to bring the strength of a proud paganism to nothing. His sublime mysteries he has hidden from the wise and revealed to the little ones. Mary is herself an example of what God does by the little ones. He raised her above all because she looked on herself as the least of all. The Son of God chose for his dwelling not the rich palaces of kings, but the poverty of Bethlehem. And he manifested his power by the very weakness in which he came to exalt the little ones. Brothers and sisters, do you ponder that at all? He blessed her. He blessed her to become his mother. Brothers and sisters, think about this today, what God has done, and God bless you.
For a free copy of my booklet, Hope in the Midst of Suffering, please call our toll-free number 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to our website, renewalministries.net/FFJ. That's renewalministries.net/FFJ.